At Wyffels Hybrids Corn Strategies, I'm visiting with Dr. Fred Belo from University of Illinois. And Fred, great to see you here at this event. You're not on the program yet, so I'm glad I could catch you a little bit early here. But I know you're going to talk about something to do with getting 300 bushel corn. I'm going to let you just start out with a little preview. What do you want these folks to take away today?
Well, I'm going to tell them that for 300 bushel corn, they have to plan for it. It doesn't happen by accident. So they have to select the best hybrids. They have to feed those hybrids with the right nutrients when they need them. They sort of have to follow through and commit to it. So it's going to be all about those key individual factors that, if you put together, increases your chance of achieving the elusive 300 bushel goal.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about just some comments with this another extreme weather condition year we've got here. Just how do you factor that kind of stuff into this concept as we look forward?
Yeah, weather's the number one factor that affects crop yield, and usually seems to work against me rather than with me. And we're here in a slice of Iowa where the weather hasn't been as bad, and they actually have a potential to hit some high yields if Mother Nature cooperates. So one of the ways to get around bad weather is to have good managed crop to begin with, because well-rooted, disease-free, no competition from weeds. And I can't wait till I can see what is truly a drought-tolerant hybrid, and then I can maybe produce at 300 bushels with less than what rain than I normally need.
Well, we're looking at the growing population, need to feed them more, trying to do it on the same or even less land than we are now. So things have got to go the direction you're talking about. What are the things, again, that farmers can start doing in order to move themselves closer to that goal?
Well, probably the most important decision farmers make each year is the hybrids that they select, and so they really have to make sure they get the best genetics, and then they have to commit to that genetics. They're going to have to plant more plants, and then if there's more plants, they're going to have to feed and protect those plants, and they're going to have to do it from the very beginning. I'm going to harp a little bit on soil fertility, which is based on a soil test, and that's worked fairly well for the last 50 years, but I'm not convinced that medium or necessarily high soil tests are going to be able to meet the needs of the crop when we have plant populations in the 40,000s and we're producing almost 300 bushels. We're going to have to take a feed the plant rather than feed the soil strategy, and we're going to have to use technology. A biotechnology, application technology, and fertilizer technology. And we're going to have to marry all those things together to try and close the yield gap between the potential that's there and what we actually are achieving.
Let's get that word precision in there, too. I mean, when you mention the technology, that's what we're talking about. It's just the ability to more precisely plant, spray, treat, and using that 4R thing, I think it's called, the right rate and
right
and
time,
that.
Right source.
Right.
Yeah, with RTK guidance technology, I can get right back to a centimeter where I put those nutrients, and we're seeing enormous improvements in emergence and early growth from precision banding of fertilizers, and then from being able to plant the seed right on top of that band. And so that's sort of my example of using application technology. You put it where you need it, when you need it, in the right amount at the right time.
All right, and I guess we'll just close here because I know you got another engagement coming up here, and that is for the next 2 to 4 weeks. What's your prediction? The high on corn?
Well, I'd be happy with 200 bushels this year, really. And the folklore is that it takes 20 inches to grow 200 bushels, and I only have 6 in a lot of my trials, so it's going to have to go a long, long way. But there's some excellent slices of corn in the northwest part of Illinois and the northeast part of Iowa, up into Wisconsin and Minnesota, and so I still hope to see some pretty high yields. I think we'll see some contest winners even in this bad weather year.
All right, well, thank you very much, Dr. Fred Belo. He is one of the presenters here at the Wyffels Hybrids Corn Strategies. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.